town is slowly taken.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I've got goosebumps on my arms. If you recognize the voice, if you live in Pensacola, you should, because that was, yes, indeed, Keela Richardson, our star for Pensacola. And this was a request from Angela Sherrill, because she is all about Keela this morning.
Keela! Amazing!
So our friends here, we got to introduce who you are. We're here with Connell & Company Realty, and Angela Sherrill is here, along with Will Maben and their guest, James Westmark. But go ahead.
Because I know Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty. And you can contact me directly at 850-292-3165 or go Knowles, ACS at ATT.net.
Okay, Will.
Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. My number is 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com. And James is our guest today. James, introduce yourself.
Awesome. Well, so glad to be here, y'all. Thanks so much for having me. I'm James Westmark with Westmark & Associates Allstate Agency. You can reach us at 850-479-3111 or look us up on Google.
Okay. Uh-oh, we got one of those things going on in the studio. We've got some bad weather coming through, but we'll keep you posted right here on News Radio 92.3.
Stay safe.
Yes, stay safe, everybody. Yes. So you were there yesterday, yes?
I was there yesterday. I went to the parade, and then we second lined on down to the stadium. And our Will's wife, Tiffany Maben, was so smart and got four tickets for the amphitheater, which is where the concert was, standing room only. And y'all, we were entertained for probably over an hour and 15 minutes. And between the amphitheater section and the stadium section, there probably were over 8,000 people.
Wow. Because I heard that the stadium was sold out.
Yes, the stadium and the tickets for the amphitheater were.
Right.
And what was remarkable was the two different producers for American Idol came on, and whether they were, you know, blowing smoke up our skirts or whatever, they said never in all of their years of being producers on American Idol have they ever seen a city turn out and be so welcoming and warm. And that's what Will and I and James Westmark would tell you today.
Yes.
Pensacola has so many wonderful things to talk about, particularly with real estate and insurance and just the people behind all of that. So it was amazing. And y'all vote on Monday. Watch on Monday.
Yes. And it's on ABC, WEAR, one of our partners. So definitely check that out. I think it starts at 7 o'clock.
Starts at 7 o'clock. And I do want y'all to know that Cat Country was helping pump up the crowd yesterday at the parade. Yeah. And just a lot of fun. Great, great.
Okay, that sounds great. I apologize for the noise in the background. I have no way of turning that off, so we will tolerate it just as long as this announcement is going on. But in the meantime, we are here with our friends at Connell & Company Realty, and we've been talking about Keela Richardson and how much everybody's so proud of her and so excited. I love that American Idol said that.
Yeah.
I think that's really
special.
Yeah,
multiple times.
Wow.
Well, Pensacola usually shows up to support our own.
Right.
And she's our own, so yeah. We want to see her do well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're here to talk about real estate this morning, so let's get back on topic. if you want to live in the best city in the world, then we got the best talent.
We would support you, too.
Yeah.
We'll support your move here. So in the last show, we had our friends from Quality Roofing Solution, and they were talking about how you get that letter from the insurance company about your roof, which is especially can be disconcerting when you're about to sell your property. So maybe we could could talk about that a little bit and how insurance and roofing and now is probably the time to take a look as we're coming into the season. By the way, we don't use the H word on this show.
Thank you.
But you're an expert on insurance, James, and so I was thinking maybe we could segue into talking about that, especially when you're getting ready to sell your house. What are those things that you've got to be able to adhere to and have ready for a buyer?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for us in the insurance industry, the four-point inspection is kind of the end-all, be-all. It looks at the four major systems of the home, the roof, HVAC, water heater, and then the electrical. But one of the fun things that we are – I use fun and insurance in the same sentence, right? It's a bold start. One of the fun things that we are seeing is finally after years of eligibility guidelines tightening and it being harder and harder to insure homes, we're starting to see it go the other direction. So we're starting to see carriers accept homes with older roofs. So hopefully that will make things easier for folks buying and selling and for those of us in the
real estate industry. Well, I want to ask about when you say an older roof, there's so many things that have come along, like the secondary water resistance. Like my house was re-roofed in 2019 by Quality Roofing Solutions.
Hey, there we go.
And so they did put secondary water resistance, and I also have hurricane straps. But the way my decking is nailed, the house was built in 81. I don't necessarily think that the truss work is up to the same code because the codes in 1981 were totally different than they are in 2019.
Yeah.
But so I want to be sure that, you know, an older roof, when you say that, people are going to go, well, my roof's 18 years old.
That would count as an older roof.
Right. But I don't necessarily think that, you can't say that all older roofs.
Yeah, and we should clarify what we mean by roof as well.
Okay.
Like, for the insurance industry, you're talking mostly about the roof surfacing. So the decking and shingles, the age of that part. Not necessarily like your 1981 home, the trusses can be from 1981, and that's not going to pose any problem for insurance. It's the servicing. How old are the actual shingles on the roof? Underneath the shingles come into play when you're talking about discounts. So like how the roof wall is attached, how the decking's attached to the rafters.
Right.
Those features are important. But in terms of the age, we're really just looking at like the roof servicing.
Okay.
And we tend to see it used to be roofs need to be 15 years old or less. We're now seeing companies accept them up to 20 years for shingle and 25 or 30 for metal or tile.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
A lot better.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it's always incremental and a trickle at first. So, like, we at Westmark & Associates, we work with 12 different Florida-based carriers who have been vetted by Allstate for claims handling, customer service, and financial security. So in the last 8 months, out of those 12 companies, five of them will now accept shingle roofs up to 20 years old in some form or fashion.
Okay.
Maybe a different policy product, but you can
deal with it. Can you tell us some of the company names? Because Will and I get that question a lot. Well, I have, you know, XYZ, and I'm like, I've never heard of these people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So those five in particular, American Integrity will now do shingles up to 20 years, metal and tile up to 25 years. Cabrillo Coastal has a subsidiary company that's a new one that just came out in the last 2 years called Orange Insurance Exchange. The names are fun, right? It's like minor league baseball mascots.
It's exactly.
But they will do shingle roofs up to 15 years and then 20 years with what's called a roof surfacing payment schedule, which is kind of an elegant design and a little in the weeds. We can come back to that if we want to. But then the other three are part of the Windward Risk Group. So that's Ovation Insurance Exchange, Florida Peninsula Insurance, and Edison.
Okay.
And they'll all do up to 20 years with a roof permit.
Okay, we are talking with some experts this morning, as you can tell, on our Pensacola Expert Panel. We have Angela Sherrill here, Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty, and then we also have, what did I just say? I said the right thing, didn't I?
Will Maben with Connell & Company
Realty. Thank you. Will looked at me like I had said something.
And Angela Sherrill.
That's okay. He looked at me like I got that wrong. I was like, wait a minute. Okay. And of course, we have an insurance expert with us this morning, James Westmark. So if you have a question, text it on in. It's the perfect time to get an answer. 850-437-1620. Okay. So let's keep going on the insurance topic. Right. This is very relevant.
Right. It is.
I mean, we're talking about adding 30% to a roof. 30% life to a roof,
which is pretty sweet
in the insurance company's eyes, and that's kind of strange. I'm not sure we're speaking the right language.
I know.
Are you talking about insurance on Florida homes?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. It feels like a different world than the last 6 years, but it's been really encouraging. The insurance industry kind of expands and then contracts. That's a normal feature. So as there are a lot of claim expenses and litigation expenses, carriers will
run.
Yeah, basically. They'll leave the state. They'll start insuring fewer homes. The ones that they do insure will be higher prices. And that's what we've seen for the last really.
And they get way more selective.
6 years, way more selective.
Okay.
But we're finally starting to see the ice thaw a little bit. So things are moving the other direction now. It's slow and it's incremental, but things like this roof age are a good indication of the health of the industry and that hopefully things will continue that way.
And more competition coming back into the market.
Absolutely.
So as long as we can keep shopping out there, we'll keep pushing them to get better.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about, are you through with the roof part?
Sure.
Okay. What about, so you said roof, then you said plumbing.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about piping?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Actually, called it the water heater. We heard plumbing. But
yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Plumbing, including the water heater. That would be the best way to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is also expanding. It's a little slower.
Okay.
So kind of typical CPVC is good for insurance. Copper is good. PEX has to be a certain age.
Mm-hmm. And a certain color.
Yeah. Galvanized is kind of hit or miss. So different companies have different approaches on it.
Right. And galvanized generally has been used for water piping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cast iron was used for sewer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I need to go.
Okay. Yeah.
They don't seem to have any problem with their cast iron, but as far as I know, it is original from the street. Through the house.
Yeah. So
built in 1956.
Whoa.
All right.
So it has about a 60-year lifespan on
cast iron.
Cast iron. So 60-year lifespan
70.
Was you're overachieving.
Yeah, we're overachieving.
Wow.
Way to put a positive spin on it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Thank you. And so when the new owner owns it, ouch.
Yeah. In terms of cast iron is another one that we kind of have to deal with case by case.
Okay.
Because it does, like you were saying, depend on where the cast iron is and how it's functioning. A lot of companies don't have much of an issue if it's just that drain line, because you're not causing a ton of claims coming from drain lines. So you do have to how I typically approach that is we'll get the inspection, we'll shop through, we'll figure out which company is going to be the most competitive, and then at Westmark and Associates we'll do some extra digging.
Okay.
We'll go to the underwriting guidelines, we'll talk with an underwriter at that company if we need to try to vet it beforehand.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what you just heard, folks, is that at Westmark and Associates, it's a case-by-case situation.
Absolutely.
With cast iron.
Absolutely.
Drain lines.
Well, we're talking about insurance. Everything's case-by-case.
Well,
It's complicated in Florida. Let's just put that out there, okay, folks? It's complicated in Florida. You need to get your insurance agent to come out and take a look. Get that roofing company to come out and take a look. Get the documentation is probably the most important piece, wouldn't you say?
It is.
Whatever you're doing, buying or selling, get that documentation.
Well, that 4-point matters so much.
Mm-hmm.
I usually, when I get a 4-point on a house that I'm working as the buyer's agent, I instantly will send it to James and ask for a quote. And he usually gets an email from me that says, quote needed. And attached are the 4-point wind mitt. Please give us a quote. And usually I'm getting the quote spec real fast that way.
Mm-hmm. And that's all we need. Yeah, we can take that and run with it. If you got the inspections, that's great.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends from Cannell & Company Realty. Angela Sherrill is here, Will Maben is here, and their guest is James Westmark with Westmark Insurance. So lots to talk about when you're talking about houses, selling, and insurance. There's so many different topics. But if you're listening and you're thinking, well, I'm thinking about selling my house, but ask that question. Send it on in, 850-437-1620.
And shopping insurance every year, that is such a huge thing. And we were talking about it in the lobby just a little bit ago. A lot of times you'll get an introductory rate and you go in and then all of a sudden it's costing almost double the next year. So don't just accept that. Get out there and shop. And what it does is it creates competition in the market. So we need that. Everybody needs to be out there shopping.
Right. Mm-hmm. And normally an insurance company, and I think James will confirm this, they're not dumping you with, you know, 3 weeks to spare. Usually what the letter you get is by the end of your renewal period, you will need to do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
okay, we got a question from one of our listeners. We just replaced two of our hot water heaters and bought the most expensive, the Rheem, R-H-E-E-M, units. When they sense a water leak, they automatically turn off the water, even the smallest
That's
leak.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Will this help with my insurance?
It will. Yeah, absolutely. Again, it depends on the carrier. Since we work with 12, we have just had a couple different, literally just this week, put out some additional information about discounts for leak detection.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
That will give them a discount. Yeah. So when you're doing your shopping, which I want to speak into that, please do, because the industry is constantly changing. If you're with an agent who is not willing to shop for you, look further afield. That is important. Yeah. So when you're working with your insurance agent, be sure you tell them that about your new water heater, because that will help with the rate.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah.
And your air conditioner, all of your newer systems have that float valve, and it turns off the air.
Right.
So that when the pipe freezes because you have it's so cold.
Right.
It will turn off the AC so that it won't
flood. I had ADT add leak detection sensors to all of my rental properties.
Really?
So that if there is a leak, then I will know about it and we can fix it ahead of time.
Isn't ADT security?
It is.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's good to know.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So maybe we need to be talking, James.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. That's awesome. I didn't know ADT did that, so that's super
me
cool.
Either. Wow. Yeah. I learn something every day on this show. It's amazing. Yeah. That's why it's called the Pensacola Expert Panel. So we have the experts here in the house, 850-437-1620. The good news is they're going to be sticking around for another half an hour. So if you think your question, my question's too long. No. Send it in, and we will take the time to answer your question. 850-437-1620. ADT, huh? I'm really surprised by that.
Well, it's also part of the smart home system. I have a lot of home automations, and that was just, we didn't want a whole bunch of stuff in a rental property for automating.
Right.
So I did the leak detections, and it made more sense for me to protect myself and my assets that way.
Well, yeah, that's really smart. I'm very impressed, Will.
I was thinking ahead. Now that he said that, I'm going to be fishing for a deal.
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the other areas you can get discounts? I'm asking that question.
Yeah, sure. I was going to say just that. Will touched on one, the ADT, you can get a discount for essentially monitored burglar system, but also fire system. So if you have ADT, let your insurance person know. And then the HVAC, Angela talking about HVAC, some of our companies are now giving discounts if you have HVAC maintenance contracts. You have to be able to present.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that Scott Huntinghouse.
Is right.
Okay.
Let's get in touch with Scott.
If you have a home warranty that you're paying extra for, there's several different companies out there. Does that give you a discount as well?
Yeah. I'd have to look more into like the home warranty documentation and if that will fit what they look for as well.
I'm just curious because if it sounds like it would be in the same thing, really.
I think the key is does the home warranty company come out and service the HVAC?
No. The HVAC company
comes out.
Specific.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The home warranty company just provides a portion of the emergency replacement or repair cost.
So that wouldn't qualify. It has to be a contract where they're having regular servicing.
That makes
secondary
sense.
Secondary insurance. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got another question just came in. How do you feel about the linings they have for cast iron drain lines instead of replacing it?
Oh, I just worked with a plumber in my own house last summer and got a quote for this and was talking about it. Yeah. That's a tough one.
I can tell you, I go to one of the oldest churches in downtown Pensacola. And so we have a large daycare center. We have terrazzo floors on slab.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we had cast iron piping,
mm-hmm.
100, it's literally almost 100 yards of it. It was very long. Yeah. And so the daycare center is one of the few full-time, year-round.
They're using it.
Yeah, they use it. And so I'm going to plug Phoenix Drain Solutions. They came out. The technology, y'all, is phenomenal. Mm. It's a 25-year life warranty.
Oh, wow. Now, is this for lining?
This is for the lining.
Rather than replacing the whole
thing.
Right,
because to trench up the terrazzo floor, and they went all the way to the street, outside the church to the street.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't say enough good things about Phoenix Drain Solutions and the job that they did. It was not perfect. It took several times. It took a while. It was a good probably 10 days to 2 weeks of doing the process. And then we had a few little hang-ups and stuff. But, y'all, Phoenix Drain Solutions did a great job. And we have saved ourselves. We've invested into the future.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, that's one of the things about, Pensacola is a beautiful place, but it's been here
a long time.
And some of these homes have been here a long time, and so it's so important. We have so many different people that come on our show. We have had Jonathan's Construction. He was just talking about when they get into a house and someone wants to replace the floor, they dig up the floor. They go, this underneath needs to be, you start digging in, and it's the same thing you're talking about, Angela.
Right.
The history. You got to have an expert come out and take a look at it.
You do.
Well, and the drain lining, that is a newer technology.
It's amazing.
I'm excited to see where it goes. And I think in the future, that's going to be something to really watch and help remedy our problem.
And they have Phoenix Drain Solutions. I mean, you have to understand. Our church has lots of committees. So it took many meetings to make a decision about this. But the video information on the technology and how it's done, y'all, it is so remarkable. The engineering, crazy.
Okay, we're coming up to the end of this half hour, but the good news is that Connell & Company is coming back for the next half hour.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Why don't y'all give your contact information in case someone's on their way to work.
Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, 850-292-3165.
Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020 or willmaben.com.
And James?
Awesome. And I'm James Westmark at Westmark & Associates Allstate, 850-479-3111.
And I'm Meg. I'm the host of Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. We'll be back after the news. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Get used to it, because we're going to be hearing a lot of that voice in the next, couple of decades. The next Whitney Houston is Keela Richardson. We're so proud of our girl from Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This next half hour is going to be devoted to Connell & Company Realty. We have so much to talk about. And then our guests this morning, of course, are our friends Angela Sherrill, Will Maben are here. And they have a guest, James Westmark, who's with Westmark Insurance. So why don't y'all introduce yourselves again, and I know we have a lot of things to talk about, we got to get on it.
Angela Sherrill, Connell & Company Realty. Go Noles, ACS at ATT.net. And my direct number is 850-292-3165.
Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And, y'all, I'm so glad to be here. James Westmark at Westmark & Associates Allstate Agency. You can reach us at 850-479-3111 or look us up on Google. Go to our website, Westmark & Associates.
Okay, nice. We are talking about realty. We're talking about the market. We're talking about insurance. And y'all have a whole bunch of subjects ready to go. I heard y'all chatting during the break.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right, so James finished up with, we talked about the piping. The company that you need to call is Phoenix Drain Solutions. And, yes, I will call them today and let them know that their phone should be ringing. It is a neat product, neat technology. You know, our experience from my church has been very positive. One thing that I wanted to talk to James about was as a homeowner who advises their clients that they that if they have a home, they should try and insure it. Mm-hmm. So, and in my lifetime of home ownership, which goes back to 1992, I've made a handful of claims. What I learned once I got into real estate is that the insurance industry, not James per se, but the industry knows all of the claims that I have made.
How long does that last?
Yeah.
I was going to ask that question. I thought, no, don't be a bad girl.
Forever.
Does it really?
No, I actually don't know how long it lasts. I know our company's pull from two national databases of claims. There's, I think it's called A+, and then CLUE, C-L-U-E. Both of them are acronyms, but they are national claim databases. So
right.
That does go on record and then is accessible. Thankfully, insurance companies do have a certain like statute of limitations in which they're only going to look back either 3 or 5 years, typically, depending on the type of claim. So
okay.
Thankfully, there is a lifespan. It's always out there. The record's always accessible of the claims you file, but it becomes more immaterial after.
I've got to play that out. So if I were to file a claim, let's say my washing machine overflows and messes up my floor. I've filed a claim and it shows up. At what point does that go away?
Yeah. So when, like, if you came to me and we were going to get a new policy for your house, I'm going to run our software and it's going to pull those databases, those, mm-hmm. those two that I mentioned. It's going to pull records from those. So it's going to show, typically, like that would be a water claim. So there's most of the companies we work with are going to look back 5 years for mm-hmm. any water claims within the last 5 years. And it's going to pull the date, the type of claim, and the amount that the claim paid out. So we tend to tell our folks there's a balance there, right? Because you have insurance to pay for claims. That's
right.
The purpose of getting
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we want our folks to be able to use it.
Right.
You've paid money to have this protection. On the flip side, it does follow you around. So 5 years, anytime you try to get a new policy for the next 5 years, even if you move homes, uh-huh. most of our companies are going to look at the claims history of the home, the property.
They're an insurance filer.
Wow.
And the person.
Right.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
So we don't want you to just willy-nilly file a claim. Like, hey, we don't want to pay for this $400 cost. Let's file a claim and see if our insurance can cover it. That's going to end up causing you more suffering in the future. So at Westmark & Associates, what we do is tell our folks, hey, call us first. Let's okay. dialogue it. We can
yeah.
tell you what your deductible is, so what you would actually get paid. And usually what we tell people is get an estimate of repairs. So
right.
your washer machine overflows. Have a remediation company come out and give you an estimate for it's going to cost $4,000 to dry everything up, clean it up. And then we'll look at your policy. How high is your deductible? Well, if you've got a $1,000 deductible, that might be worth it for you. Insurance company is going to pay you $3,000. If you have a $5,000 deductible, they're not going to pay you anything. You're mm-hmm. not over your deductible. So don't file that claim.
Yeah.
Just
bite mm-hmm. the bullet.
Bite the bullet and get
and
it.
And make the repair.
But we're here to have that dialogue with you, so you don't have to try to figure it out on your own. You don't have to be afraid to use your insurance policy, but you also don't have to shoot yourself in the foot for
right.
future
Okay, so speaking of using your insurance policy, here in Florida, we have a lot of issues with termites.
Yeah.
And oh, boy.
So
I sure do.
Despite,
it is the season.
Yeah, despite even having a termite bond, the termite bond will treat the termite if they find them. But a lot of the bonds, they don't know, they don't, it's not a repair bond.
It's not covering damages.
Right, it doesn't cover the damage that has been caused by the termites. Does your homeowner's insurance, if it's a, I mean, $10,000 goes like that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Faster.
Ow.
Yeah.
So, ouch.
So organisms and vermin are typically excluded from your standard homeowner's policy form.
Really?
So a squirrel gets in your attic, mm-hmm. that damage is not going to be covered. Termites, not going to be covered. And part of that is insurance language for what is covered is sudden accidental loss by certain perils. Things like animals getting into your home or organisms, like wood-destroying organisms, tend to be deemed like preventative maintenance issues. Like you as the homeowner have a responsibility to do things like get termite treatment, get a termite bond so you don't have
right,
that
but,
damage.
Okay, but I can tell you most of the people that we're dealing with, we're encouraging them, you need to go ahead and get it.
Right.
Get the termite treatment.
Yeah,
and so they say to me, well, Angela, I have 10 years of history of never missing a renewal on my termite bond.
Right.
And you're still shaking your head. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't matter for home insurance. That's going to be excluded. So
talk to the legislature.
Or talk to the legislature and do your diligence on getting a termite bond and a termite treatment plan.
This is why you need someone like you, James. You need someone that's familiar with the Florida state laws. You need someone that understands because they're changing constantly.
Oh, gosh.
And
there's
so many ins and outs. And because we are storm prone in this area, you really want to get clear. I know for myself, having gone through a couple of big storms, I went through Ivan and I went through another where I did have some damage. We got into a battle about quote unquote water damage.
Oh, Lordy.
Did it was
come,
it wind?
Yeah, wind
or, was it
or
rising?
Water? Was it rising? Did it come through the window? Did it come? And we got into such a battle about that. Would you mind just taking a moment to kind of clarify a little bit from your experience?
Yeah.
Because this affects all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point, Meg. And I typically tell our folks, I break it down to insurance has four different categories for types of water damage. You have water falling from the sky down. And that is almost always covered on your standard homeowner's policy. So that would be like a roof leak or a window getting blown out during a storm. Then you have non-weather related water inside. The insurance lingo is accidental discharge and overflow. So
wait, go back
like
up.
The toilet or your or your dishwasher
or the washing machine. I was talking about.
So the leak detection we were talking about earlier. Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how did this hurricane cause that? Okay.
Yeah,
sorry. Go ahead.
So that's not related to weather. That's
But it's still a category that's covered.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
It is covered. That one has a sublimit depending on the age of the home. So if your home is over 30 years old, there's typically a $10,000 sublimit on that accidental discharge and overflow, unless the home's been replumbed.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's when I'm working with folks, that is a big point of education for me because I want to make sure our homeowners don't have a problem and then are shocked that they only get $10,000. I want them to know up front.
Right.
Then you have water backup and sump overflow. So if there's a clog in the sewer main or if you're on septic and your septic overflows or you have a sump pump failure and you have gray or brown water coming back up through the plumbing. That's,
oh, nice.
Yeah. That's typically excluded with a buyback option. So you can add $5,000 is the typical limit for coverage for water backup. And then the fourth category is water rising from the ground up. So kind of what you were mentioning, Meg. And this is kind of tricky because that's your traditional floods, what we would think of for like storm surge and river overflowing. But it's also, if we have a hurricane, like 2024, Hurricane Helene was really wet, really slow moving.
Right.
If it dumps a ton of water and you have ponding on your property and that water runs under your door and ruins your flooring, yes, it was caused by a hurricane and you have hurricane damage for wind, and you also have damage from hurricane rain. If it tears up your roof, that's mm-hmm. covered. But if it's rising from the ground up, that's excluded.
That would be on your flood policy.
Unless you have a flood policy.
And that's what I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
So it's worth mentioning because people think it's covered, but it's not. Absolutely. If they can prove that it came from the ground, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Right. And now, just so that everybody knows, the state does require on all sellers that they have to disclose if they've made a claim for flooding. If they have not, and if they've had flooding on their property.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a state law. It's
this
part of
flood disclosure. It's a flood standard paperwork at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, one of our listeners has a question about this, getting into the details a little bit, but not sure if I missed this one or not, but what about slab leaks, plumbing failures in the slab?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Hey, we stumped the panel. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
The typical insurance answer would be, I am not an adjuster. So there is some gray area in that it's going to be up to the adjuster's discretion, like where exactly in the slab that leak is, because there's some, we were just talking on the break, the plumbing from the sewer or the water main to the home is not covered in insurance.
Oh, really?
If it's too far outside of the slab, there is a possibility it could not be covered. But for the most part, that in-slab leak is going to be the accidental discharge and overflow we were talking about. It's going to be covered under that category of water damage.
Okay.
So can I tie them all together now real quick? If the previous owner of my house had a slab leak, and they filed an insurance claim, and the insurance repaired it, but then the new buyer buys, and there's all of a sudden a slab leak, would that be on the other insurance company or their new insurance company?
Yeah, it would be on the insurance company that was in place at the time of the damage.
Okay.
So the new one would foot the bill for that, even if like the old one didn't do the repairs correctly, unless the adjuster deemed that there was an existing problem, because the damage has to be sudden and accidental, but it will be the policy that's in place at the time of loss.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Absolutely. Meg, speaking of one other thing you mentioned about water damage, because there is a caveat there. Water that's caused by wind-driven rain.
That was the one.
Also
thank
commonly
you. That was it.
Excluded.
Yes. So because what happened was my window had broken because of there was a tree or something. So then all this water came in through that broken window. So it wasn't a flood, but it was not. It was not covered.
As we get to hurricane season here, I'm looking at my watch. May 7th. You've got 23 days. It's a great idea to check all the seals on your doors and windows. Do some home maintenance there, because the insurance company will likely not cover it if it's deemed.
And I've got a question from a listener, so we've really gotten some interest now in this topic. You're on the spot, James.
Uh-oh.
Wind mitigation. So wind mitigation question. My insurance company is telling me that I am covered except for the garage door. $3,500 to get a new garage door and get rid of the windows there.
Right.
How much do you think this is going to be saving me on my insurance?
Good question.
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. And it really depends company by company. I have seen wind mitigation, like that particular piece is called opening protection. So the opening protection discount, I have seen it in the multiple thousands of dollars, $2,400 difference. But then I've also seen like as little as $200 or $300 per year. And some of that depends on the age of the home. Your older homes are going to get a bigger discount for the opening protection.
Right.
Go ahead. Elaborating on opening protection there, would they have to replace the garage door? Can they just add one of those locks or one of the braces that go on the inside of the garage?
Yeah, that's a great question, too, because the key there is glazed opening is the term that the report is going to use. So to get opening protection, all of your glazed openings, and glazed just means glass, have to be impact resistant or protected by an impact resistant material like our shutters. So when you're talking about a garage door, if the door has windows in it, that has to be those windows have to be impact rated to be able to get the discount. If you've got a solid garage door, you can actually still apply
If it's a brace.
The discount can apply without having to replace the door.
The actual door, you can do it with. I've seen a lot of locking braces and other things to hold it in place.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So that's pretty neat. I don't know if it works, but.
James, do you encourage people? Like, I have a solid door, but it's not wind rated, you know, considered hurricane.
Yeah.
But and it doesn't have glazed openings. But
fantastic.
I would certainly. Where would I go to find the brace and the lock?
Probably Wayne Dalton.
Yeah,
garage doors.
Right.
I'd say I don't know on that. We don't. We typically work on the back end more after it's
right.
already done.
It has to be there.
And there's,
Sorry.
That's also kind of interesting too, because there's like multiple hats, right? So sometimes I have my hat on as an insurance professional, but then also just a homeowner. So,
right.
So for on the insurance, your non-braced garage door, as long as it has no windows in it, can still qualify for opening protection, as long as all of your other glazed openings are.
Oh,
impact
cool.
rated.
I'm calling.
Yeah, so you don't necessarily have to get it fortified. Now, on the homeowner hat, I would get it fortified. That's going to protect your home better.
Right.
Well, that's a big opening when the wind is blowing have on your house. It'll probably rip the roof off if we've got major winds. If that
and it would take all
fails.
That stuff out of the attic.
Everything.
So darn, man.
Yeah. Oh, all your extra storage?
Yeah,
the stuff you can't
storage.
Get rid of?
Absolutely.
We're talking with our friends at Connell and Company. Angela Sherrill is here, Will Maben, and our expert, additional expert this morning is James Westmark with Westmark Insurance. There's also I've got another question that just came in, or a comment that says there should be a wind mitigation sticker on the inside of your garage door.
I agree.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Will says definitively, I agree.
I do.
Okay.
There should be.
Yeah.
A lot of garage doors will have, if they are impact rated, they'll have that sticker. So that's part of the inspector's job to look for that.
But it also has a reinforced bars on the inside of the door.
We're really hoping people are getting excited about garage doors now.
Right.
So another listener texted in, Pinker's Garage Doors in Pace.
Oh, that's a good one.
They're awesome.
He said they installed a hurricane garage door with high impact windows in it.
Hey, there
you go. Fantastic.
Yes.
Good job there.
Thank you, Pinker's.
So thank you for sending that in, for sure.
Go to Pinker's and get your garage door, then come see us at West
Park
Associates.
They're awesome.
Yes.
There you go.
Pinker does service in Escambia County.
Well, and one of the things I know, too, you want to know whether you're in a flood zone. When you're purchasing your home, whether your land is in it or not, there are certain things you can do. And My Safe Florida Homes has some options, too, where there actually is some funding that can help you in terms of protecting your home. But now's the time to do it.
Well, let me just say, all of Florida is in a flood zone.
Well, it is. But there's different levels.
There's different levels of
X
flood zone.
X is what you want.
Yes.
Yeah, we want the X. That's the minimum risk.
But you need to know. You need to be familiar with where you are.
Right.
Because some people aren't.
Right.
And the changes going on in your neighborhood. They could change something, and then all of a sudden you are in a flood zone, and it's not classified as a flood zone.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with a lot of the new development that's going on. They take away the trees.
Right.
Right.
We were talking about that at an earlier show this week. So
add a lot of hardscape, and now the water doesn't have anywhere to go.
That's
exactly.
Right. That's exactly
Well, and once they change things, you don't know what's going to happen until we have a major storm, and it gets truly tested.
Thankfully, well, this weekend we're going to get a lot of rain, so you have a chance to check out your roof and your yard. You know, but do take this opportunity to check it out. We only have a couple minutes left, guys. Anything you want to mention before we go?
Well, I would like to say safeguard your home. Hurricane season is coming. Walk around your house. Make sure, with the spring, everything grows, and the trees will grow. If there's something that can rub against your roof, go ahead and take care of it now so that it's not taking your roof later. Little things that you can do around your house to just, one, it makes it more efficient. Two, it makes it safe for your family.
Right.
And that extra few minutes that you do take now to go ahead and protect your property will come in handy when the wind is blowing.
Right.
And do take a look at your insurance policy, wouldn't you say, James? Because
Absolutely.
A lot of I'm bad, I confess, I don't look at the fine print. But now is the time to look at the fine print.
Right.
Absolutely. And know who your agent is.
And
That is key. Know who your agent is and how to get in touch with them.
And where that documentation is in case of emergency.
Right. And the wind mitigation is good for 5 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you haven't had a whole lot of, quote, repairs or maintenance and upkeep done in 5 years, it is worth the $250 that it might count. costs mm-hmm. to get the wind met. Folks, it's been a lot of fun. Vote for Keela on Monday night.
That's right.
And also, call me. I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty. My number is 850-292-3165. Go Noles, ACS at ATT.net, and call my partner, Will Maben.
Okay.
I'm Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Okay.
And I'm James, y'all, James Westmark. We'd love to help you with all things insurance, 850-479-3111.